Here in the U.S., President Bush this morning spoke at the FBI's Training Academy in Quantico, Virginia. He told federal agents and Marines there that they're part of a global war against the kind of terrorism that struck London. The president said Congress will consider a spending bill for the Homeland Security Department this week and another bill that would renew and expand the Patriot Act. That's the act that gives the federal government special powers to investigate and prosecute. Here's Mr. Bush.
I call on Congress to reauthorize the 16 critical provisions of this act that are scheduled to expire at the end of this year. The terrorist threats against us will not expire at the end of this year, and neither should the protections of the Patriot Act.
Joining us for a look ahead at the week in Washington is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, the Patriot Act has been a cause of controversy practically since it was enacted right after the terror attacks of 9/11. What are the politics of the issue now?
Different from what they were a week ago, Alex. Before these London bombings, a lot of the talk in Congress was about letting some of these provisions expire. Not all 16, of course, that the president was referring to, but a few. And I think some still may. But the administration clearly has a new pressure point here in these London attacks. And one of the best intelligence systems in the world, in Great Britain, was apparently caught flat-footed by these attacks. And the emphasis of the moment is going to be on new means of gathering intelligence to prevent such attacks in the future, including in this country.
So when is the full Congress going to act on these proposals?
It will take some months before Congress finishes its work on this, but we have a critical moment in the process this week. On Wednesday, the House Judiciary Committee is going to mark up a bill that promises to be a good deal stronger than what might have been contemplated even a week ago. It's been rewritten in just the last few days since the bombing attacks in London, and the chairman of that committee would like very much to press for some new intelligence gathering powers and certainly for renewal of the ones that the president was referring to. Meanwhile, in the Senate, where the bill has not moved quite as far along yet, the Intelligence Committee there is talking about adding an administrative subpoena to the Patriot Act. That would allow the FBI to compel documents or access records without any kind of court order whatsoever, a strictly administrative power.
That's going to be controversial, I would imagine.
It will be a big one.
The Senate this week is also talking about terrorism because it's talking about a spending bill for Homeland Security Department.
That's right, and about a lot of amendments that might alter the way we go about protecting ourselves in that respect. 1 month ago, the Senate Appropriations Committee thought they could actually reduce spending on rail security by about a third next year in the Homeland Security spending. Well, after last week in London, that's clearly going to change. There's going to be one amendment not only restoring the original funding, but doubling it. And there's another one that would raise spending on rail security by over $1 billion over the next 5 years. So that's going to be the direction of the debate this week on that issue.
Aren't the senators distracted by this Supreme Court story? They have one seat to fill and maybe two.
Well, we do have the O'Connor seat for sure and probably the Rehnquist in the near future. Now, maybe not today and maybe not tomorrow, but I think we all expect that that seat will be vacated by the Chief Justice's retirement. So the president really has a wonderful opportunity here. He could balance the two picks. He could please one side of his base and maybe another side of his base with the other pick. And it's also efficient for him to do that because it distracts the Senate not much more to fill two seats than it would just to fill the one with one set of hearings.
Finally, Ron, July 4th recess went by and nothing happened with a recess appointment for John Bolton, Mr. Bush's pick to be ambassador to the U.N.
Well, that was something of a surprise. It may have been because of the G8 and then the bombings in London. It's an unpopular move with the Europeans, and the president may have wanted to hold off. But if he doesn't get an up or down vote on Bolton this month, I think there will be a recess appointment in August.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. We read his political column, Watching Washington, Mondays on our website, npr.org. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.